News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The number of novel coronavirus cases in the country rose to 107 on Sunday, with Maharashtra reporting the highest, followed by Kerala. While over 450 stranded Indians were flown back from Italy and Iran, the two worst affected countries after China, and quarantined. Extending the border restrictions in view of the coronavirus outbreak, the government has suspended travel and registration of pilgrims to Kartarpur Sahib Gurudwara through the corridor from Sunday midnight, besides movement of all types of passengers to Pakistan through the international border points. Earlier, the government had announced suspension of all types of passenger movement from 00 hours on March 15 through the Indo-Bangla, Indo-Nepal, Indo-Bhutan and Indo-Myanmar borders, barring a few specified border checkposts. In a video conference of SAARC members, Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposed setting up a COVID-19 emergency fund, with India committing $10 million initially for it, and asserted that the best way to deal with the pandemic was by coming together and not growing apart. Apart from Modi, Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, Maldivian President Ibrahim Mohamed Soli, Nepalese Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Bhutanese Premier Lothay Shering, Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, and Special Assistant to Pakistani Prime Minister on Health Zafar Mirza participated in the video conference. According to Union Health Ministry, there are 107 cases in India so far, including the two persons who died in Delhi and Karnataka, and 17 foreigners. 12 more people have tested positive in Maharashtra, taking the number of cases to 31, it said. But State Health Minister Rajesh Tope said there were 32 cases. Delhi has so far reported 7 positive cases, Kerala 22, and Uttar Pradesh 11. Karnataka has 6 coronavirus patients, while Ladakh 3 and Jammu and Kashmir had 2. Telangana reported 3 cases. Rajasthan also reported 2 cases. Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh and Punjab have reported 1 case each. In Karnataka, the daughter of a septuagenarian who was the first coronavirus fatality in India has reportedly tested positive for COVID-19. The woman has been admitted to the Kalburgi District Hospital and her condition is stable, the Department of Health and Family Welfare said in a statement. Earlier, State Health Minister B. Sriramulu told reporters in Kalburgi that a 5-kilometer buffer zone has been created around the area where the 72-year-old man died on March 10. Of the 4 suspected coronavirus cases in the family of the deceased, 3 have tested negative, while the 4th one was found to be carrying the virus. In Kerala, 20 Dubai-bound passengers were detained at the Kochi airport after a UK national who was under surveillance but sneaked out and joined the group tested positive for novel coronavirus, official sources said. Earlier, the over 280 passengers of the Dubai-bound Emirates flight, which the group had taken, were offloaded at the airport. The flight left for Dubai in the afternoon after the 20 passengers were detained. The UK national has been taken to an isolation facility at a nearby government hospital, a Cochin International Airport Limited spokesman said. Kerala has launched an intensified medical checkup in interstate border areas for people entering the state by rail and road. As many as 302 people are in isolation wards of various hospitals across the state. The Mumbai police on Sunday clamped prohibitory orders under Section 144 of the CRPC to stop tour operators from conducting any kind of group tours to foreign or domestic destinations till March 31. Maharashtra has already invoked the Epidemic Diseases Act 1897 that gives wide-ranging powers to officials to enforce measures, including that of lockdown and quarantine required to tackle an outbreak. Shopping malls, schools and colleges have been closed in the state till March 31. Elections to rural and urban local bodies in Andhra Pradesh have been put off for 6 weeks by the State Election Commission in view of spread of coronavirus, according to State Election Commissioner N. Ramesh Kumar. They were originally scheduled for March 21. More states ordered closure of schools and public places like cinema halls and malls where people gather in large numbers. The Tamil Nadu government directed closure of all kindergarten and primary schools till March 31. Chief Minister K. Palaniswamy also issued orders for closure of cinema halls and malls till the month end in 16 districts bordering Kerala and Karnataka, where the number of COVID-19 cases is on the rise, an official release said. The Assam government too ordered shutting down of educational institutions, gymnasiums, swimming pools and cinema halls with immediate effect till March 29 in the wake of novel coronavirus outbreak. The Uttarakhand government has declared novel coronavirus an epidemic and shut all multiplexes, cinema halls, degree colleges and technical institutes across the state till March 31, official sources said. However, the central government has asked people not to panic, saying no community transmission of the virus has been observed and there has only been a few cases of local transmission so far and that it is not a health emergency in India at present. The political drama in Madhya Pradesh will shift to the assembly today after the governor directed Chief Minister Kamal Nath to seek a trust vote and Speaker N.P. Prajapati said he will first give a ruling on whether to hold the floor test. The assembly business schedule for Monday, however, makes no mention of the floor test. It only mentions the governor's address and the motion of thanks to the governor's address at 11 a.m. Experts, however, pointed out that items could be added to the list of business today morning. As the rebellion led by Jyotiraditya Scindia threatened the survival of its government, the Congress appeared keen on putting off the trust vote and asserted that it is the Speaker's prerogative to decide about the proceedings of the House, but a buoyed BJP maintained that he was bound by the governor's direction. Speaking to News 18, Kamal Nath said his government was safe and that all Congress MLAs are together. The government is safe and would be so in the future, he said. After the Speaker accepted the resignation of six Congress MLAs on Saturday, the party now has 108 legislators. These include 16 rebel legislators who have also put in their papers, but their resignations are yet to be accepted. The BJP has 107 seats in the House, which now has an effective strength of 222, with the majority mark being 112. To add to the ruling Congress's woes, it is yet uncertain whether it will continue getting the support of four independents, two BSP MLAs and one MLA from the SP. The week-long political drama saw both the Congress and the BJP herding their MLAs to resorts outside the state due to fears of poaching. While the Congress MLAs returned on Sunday from Jaipur, the BJP too was bringing back its legislators from Haryana to attend the first day of the session on Monday. Both the parties have issued whips to their MLAs. On Saturday night, Governor Lalji Tandon wrote to Kamal Nath, asking him to seek a trust vote in the assembly soon after the governor's address on Monday, saying his government was in minority. Referring to resignations of 22 Congress MLAs, the governor said, "Based on the above facts, prima facie, I believe that your government has lost the confidence of the House and it is in minority. This is a very serious issue and therefore, as per the constitutional provisions and for protecting the democratic values, it is necessary that on March 16, soon after my address, you seek the trust vote in the Assembly. Under Article 174 and 175(2) of the Constitution, I am empowered to direct that MP Assembly session will begin on March 16 at 11 a.m. with my address. Soon after that, the only work to be done is voting on trust vote," the letter said. The governor also directed that the trust vote be held by division of votes and the process be recorded on video by the Vidhan Sabha through independent persons. He said it must be completed under any circumstances on March 16, 2020, and it should not be adjourned, delayed or suspended. But the Assembly Speaker on Sunday remained non-committal over the trust vote. "This will be known tomorrow. I will read out my ruling tomorrow," he told reporters when asked if the trust vote will be held on Monday. There were indications on Sunday that the beleaguered Congress government might seek to buy time from the Speaker to win back some of its 16 rebel MLAs. The governor has directed the chief minister to seek confidence vote after his address, but the assembly speaker decides the proceedings of the House, MP Law and Legal Affairs Minister P.C. Sharma argued. What all will be done in the House, the Speaker decides, the Minister contended, and expressed confidence his party will prove its majority on the floor comfortably. The party has alleged that the BJP was holding the rebel MLAs captive at a hotel in Bengaluru, a charge denied by the Saffron Party outright. Another Congress MLA said that the floor test might not take place on Monday and the issue could even go to court, as suspense remained on whether a trust vote will be held or not on Monday. Sources said both the parties were mulling legal recourse in case the proceedings do not go their way. Italy on Sunday reported a one-day record death toll and leaders warned of a bed and artificial respirator shortage in the European epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. Official data showed the number of fatalities shooting up by 368 to 1,809, more than half of all the cases recorded outside China. The Vatican took the drastic step of cancelling Easter week celebrations that were set to begin on April 5 as the country of 60 million braced for an extended crisis. Only occasional joggers and a few locals carrying grocery bags could be seen on the streets of Rome on a sunny afternoon of Italy's first weekend under effective lockdown. "I'm not really interested in what people tell us about religion," pensioner Roman said after the Vatican announced that its Easter observances will take place without the physical presence of the faithful. "I'm interested in what people tell us about our health," he said. Milan's Lombardy region governor Attilio Fontana said the situation in areas around Italy's financial capital was getting worse. "We are close to the point where we will no longer be able to resuscitate people because we will be out of intensive care unit beds," Fontana told Italy's Sky TG24 channel. "We need those machines used to ventilate lungs, artificial respirators that unfortunately we cannot find," Fontana said. "As soon as those respirators arrive from abroad, we will be ready to go on the attack." The Lombardy region has recorded 1,218 of the deaths officially attributed to the COVID-19 over the past 3 weeks, more than the rest of Europe combined. The region of 10 million, slightly smaller but more economically productive than neighbouring Switzerland to the north, also has 13,272 reported infections and 767 people in intensive care. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.